Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another edition of the Screaming Reels program on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548. You're listening to Ariel Mangli. Unfortunately, my partner in crime, Mulana Sajad Timol, we have been trying to get hold of him. I'm not sure if he's fishing, because it looks like every weekend since we've started the season 6, we've been out, not in the studio. Today, unfortunately, I'm not in the studio, but I wish I was actually at the fishing spot, but I'm not at the fishing spot either. We're busy doing some work for the school, but we will run the program, inshallah. Anyway, coming up, you can expect an interview with Brother Luqman Mia. And we haven't spoken to Farooq Hassan in a long time. We are also going to try to get hold of him. Very difficult sometimes to find the people when they are on the water or at the bush, etc. But good lineup nonetheless. We will work, inshallah, to see, you know, what's the latest happening. Currently, the big topic, obviously, is the lack of rain in the country. And we request lots and lots of dua to people, inshallah, to make special dua, make, you know, a special amal, inshallah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant us the rain. Last week, I was at Pinar's Dam in Middleburg, and I was very, very shocked to see how low the water level actually is. And, you know, there's lots of photos and pictures going around of the Vaal Dam also being so low. Really, really sad. I know it's sad for fishermen, but the thing is that it's not just about the fishing. Now the problem has become a crisis level, and, you know, there's a real danger of water shortages and going back to, you know, putting people onto quota systems in terms of using their water. Nevertheless, on the good side and the good news, lots of good fishing happening all over the country. Good reports coming from different areas. People have been going out, especially to the Vaal River. And, you know, it's been productive in the sense that good, big, quality fish have come out. A lot of the bass fishermen have been targeting bass dams in and around the area. One or two dams in particular that have been performing really well, you know, was the Carltonville Boskop Dam. And obviously, the Werb Dam as well, where Mulana Sajad and them were at recently. But joining us to tell us a little bit more about fishing in and around the area, we've got Brother Luqman Mia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Luqman.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana? How are you, Adil?
Alhamdulillah, Luqman, nice to hear your voice on this beautiful Saturday morning.
And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners as well.
I was just talking about the big crisis, obviously, which has been the focal of our program for so many weeks now, and just keeps on increasing, is obviously the lack of rain and, you know, the low levels of the dam water everywhere. And we're obviously making dua and asking our listeners also to make dua, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the rain. But what's happening in terms of your side? I see you've posted some photos of some good fishing that happened. And the last time I spoke to you, you were saying, no, you're not getting a chance to go out fishing. So, you know, how was the fishing trip?
Alhamdulillah, it was nice. You know, last time we said I'm suffering from fishing pox. So yeah. We took the necessary medication had to be taken to sort it out. So we went, and Ramla just took the family out to our farm near Dawab. And just from the side, you know, I didn't take the boat with, obvious, and just did a bit of bank fishing. And didn't even fish for a long time, you know, just, I think, 2 hours on a Thursday and 2 hours on Friday. Then caught about 5 fish. But it was nice, you know, after many days, it was good to be on the water. The water level, even at the work, you know, has dropped by at least 5 or 6 meters. You can see it from the normal full water mark, and the evidence is that the water has dropped. But the nice thing about the Werb, one of the nice things there is the scenery. You know, you're fishing in a very beautiful place, so it's always exciting and a pleasure to fish there. And the crystal clean water, you know, a lot of the fish I could see, you know, I saw bears, I saw some very big carp swimming around, I saw a nice big blue carp swimming around. So the water is extremely clean, and that's what makes it such a nice dam to fish.
Now look at, normally when we do the warp or we talk about the warp, we always talk about fishing from the boat. Here you're talking about bank angling. What's it like? Because I've been there and, you know, there's a lot of those thorny bushes and acacia trees right around the dam. Are there particular areas where you can access and go, or do you sort of have to just make your way and maneuver?
Well, I just fished around the two launch areas, you know, the two old roads that go into the dam, to the left and right of both launch sites. And just there, because I think with a lot of the competitions that take place and the guys come in to weigh their fish, that bay does hold quite a bit of fish. So even if you're a bank angler and you just want to fish in that area, but like you say, your casting have to be precise, because now that the dam level has dropped, you know, a lot of those where previously you were just looking at the tree tops, you're looking at practically half of the, you know, the tree now. Way in the past you were just looking at tree tops now.
Yes.
So your casting have to be quite accurate. Make sure you practice before you go. Otherwise you're going to lose a lot of lures you're going to donate to the dam. Yeah.
So it's the dam, the water is really low, you know, in that particular area. Is it because of the lack of rainfall in that particular area, or also because the drainage is not coming into the water from other rivers and dams, whatever, wherever the drainage sort of comes into that area?
No, it's just lack of rainfall. You know, one of the rivers that come into into the warp is a Klip River, and that runs through our farm where we stayed. And that river normally is a fast flowing stream, and it's extremely slow at the moment. It's just trickling along. It's not a fast flowing river that we normally used to. So that in itself will tell you, because of the lack of rain, that level has dropped. And obviously they use the warp was built to supply the mines, and you know, as long as the mines are running, they're going to tap water out of it. So, and you got irrigation as well for the farmers, and because of the drought, farmers need to irrigate their fields.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole circle and cycle of things that's happening, and that's why all the dams are taking strain. It's not just lack of rain, it's lack of rain plus farmers that have to irrigate their fields. To get the crops going, otherwise there'll be a major crisis.
Other areas in terms of reports that you've received, you know, doing well or not doing so well, or crisis level or not, you know, what sort of report back can you give us? What's happening in terms of this Vaal Dam that we see a lot of pictures moving around, especially with regards to that you know, the yacht club area that is completely dried out?
Well, that is the truth. I mean, we've spoken to quite a few people, and at Vaal Dam, when you look at percentages, I went yesterday myself onto the Hydrological Services website that gives you the current dam levels, and currently it is sitting at about 27%. So that is extremely low. You know, if it drops around the 22% or 20% mark, then you know it's almost you're fishing in mud, or because a lot of the silt, you know, the dam is silted up. So when you're onto that last bit of water left, it is bad, because we've already heard from clients that when the grass carp have already started dying off, and one of the things is grass carp feed on grass, and because of the load, they've eaten everything up. So now there's basically no food for them. And that's why they'll start dying off. And with the abundance and too many fish in a certain body of water, there's lack of oxygen. Where there's too many fish and not enough oxygen. And that also, you'll start to notice fish kills in most of the dams that are overpopulated. You'll find fish kills. You'll find fish lying around on the sides of the dam due to lack of oxygen. Generally, this time of the year, from now to December, also a lot of the big blue carp you'll find, if there isn't enough oxygen in the dam, previous years have shown that even when the dams are full and there's not enough rain, not enough oxygen, you find them dying off. So that also will happen unless we get some urgent rains. Look, Alhamdulillah, we've had the Durban areas have had good rain, so there is hope. we ourselves, you know, you having 5 millimeters or 1 millimeter or 2 millimeter here, we shouldn't become despondent, because every drop benefits some organism somewhere. Some of Allah's creation will benefit, whether it's 1 millimeter, 2 millimeter, 5 millimeters. So we shouldn't become despondent that, ah, it's only 1 millimeter or only 5 millimeters of rain. We should see that as hope, that at least something or somebody somewhere is benefiting from it. And alhamdulillah, like I said, there are areas in a country that are having good rain. So we must continue making istighfar for all our wrongdoings. And inshallah, turn to Allah for help and dua. Inshallah, he will. Inshallah, he will send.
Inshallah. Luqman, in terms of there's two areas now that we're going to cover. One is the tackle, and the other one is going to be the fishing areas around. Now, lots of people are getting ready for the holiday season or the fishing season, etc. People have been prepping their fishing boxes and their tackle, etc. Are there any new products out on the market that are worth looking at the moment?
It all depends what species of fishing you target. You know, we've always mentioned it, and I always compare fishing or types of fishing to like golf. You don't play golf with one stick.
Right.
Fishing is very much the same. For every different species of fish, if you want to excel in it or do well in that or targeting that particular species, you've got to take the correct gear for that particular species. So if you're serious about trying to do all types of fishing or different types of fishing, then you have to gear yourself. You know, we've got clients in a shop that regularly visit the shop. They set like 20 or 30 different rods. It's because for each species, they target every way you can catch that fish.
Right.
So if you want, and if you're serious about it and you want to do it properly, then that is the way to do it. But if you're just a social type of fishing, you know, you can get away with a basic 6 or 7 foot combo. You can catch bass, carp, yellowfish, you know, even down at the coast, light tackle, drop shotting or whatever. You can get away just with a standard all-round combo, which you can use for everything. But the thing is where you battle or to catch fish with that type of a combo, if you go carp fishing, for example, with a 7 foot rod to the Vaal Dam, and the fish are further in, not close to the side, you're going to battle to get a distance. So that's why it's always important, and we classify the fishermen into just a total social type of fisherman or a competitive and serious angler. So if you fall into that category of just a social once a year, twice a year type fisherman, you're not really fussed about whether you catch or don't catch, then those basic startup combos are good enough to do most things. But if you're serious about it, then you got to decide where you're going, what you're doing, which species you're targeting, and then obviously gear yourself up for that particular species.
Obviously, you were talking about fishing rods, and then when we go into this, where you have different sizes and different types of fishing rods, obviously, it's not just the fishing rod, then it's the full rig, which means you've got to have the right reel. Funny enough, I was speaking to one of my friends yesterday, and he told me, I think in his personal collection, he's got about 100 fishing rods. Is this something that, is it sort of like an addiction, or what is it?
Well, they say, you know, fishing is more serious than taking drugs and more expensive than taking drugs. I had a couple the other day joking in a shop that it's cheaper for them to put their son on drugs than putting him on fishing. They were just joking about it, because if you do it properly and you do it seriously, like you're saying, you know, the guy that told you he got 100 rods is not far-fetched, and it's not the first guy that I know of. So there are people that really go to town. But look, at the end of the day, you know, we must all remember it's about budgeting in these it's tough economic times. You have to buy what you can afford. You know, we have to face reality. We all want the best. We all want the greatest and the best of everything. But at the end of the day, you buy what you can afford. If you can afford it, well and good, you know, then alhamdulillah. But if not, you buy within your means. What you can afford to buy, that's what you buy.
Yeah, it reminds me of the shoe story and the handbag story, and you know, But
because if you look at top end, if you're looking at the best quality, today we sell a Shimano Stella, which is the best coffee grind, the best spinning reel in the world.
Right.
The Shimano Stella today is a 10,000 rand reel. So whether you're doing bass, you're doing tiger fish, or you're doing saltwater, if you want the best quality, the best reel on the market, you're going to look at a 10,000 rand reel and a matching rod for whichever application, whether you look at light, bass, bream, or you're looking at surf spinning, or you're looking at popping and jigging off this offshore. You're looking at least between 5,000 and 15,000 rand for this and rod.
Yes.
So if you want to go all out, you know, serious, and alhamdulillah, you got a nice fat wallet and a big bank balance, then you're looking at least a 20,000 rand combo for rod and just one rod and reel. But then, like I say, if you can afford it, alhamdulillah, then go for it. But if not, you know, generally speaking, like we, alhamdulillah, at the shop, our selection in all our branches start from about 600 rand or 500 rand for basic type combo up to the most expensive. So whatever your budget requires, whatever you want to spend, we can cater for it. We do cater for everybody.
Lukman, you know, I mean, on this particular topic, I've done interviews with some of the guys, you know, like we've got Adil Kaji and stuff like that, who really take fishing seriously to another level. These are the kind of clients that you have to deal with, obviously, from time to time. People have done extensive research and things like that. So they know exactly what the investment is that they are making in terms of, you know, buying the right tackle, going to an area, getting there, and then realizing that, hey, the fish that I've hooked into now, I'm not going to manage to pull it out because I don't have the tackle. You don't want to have that regret. So I suppose you got to weigh the situation as well and, you know, do your homework. Obviously, come into a place like Solly's and speak to the expert guys there that can give you the advice. I think that makes a big difference as well.
It does, because we fish regularly. You know, since we could start walking practically, we had fishing rods in our hands. So, like you correctly said, if anybody into all of our stores, we've got serious fishermen on the floor. So, if you want to the best advice, you can most welcome. Phone, even just phone in, you can come in. The advantage of coming in. One thing with fishing tackle, although there are online stores and you can buy tackle online, the big problem with a fishing rod and a fishing reel is the feel of it. You have to get into a shop, you have to come in, you've got to feel whether the rod suits you, whether the reel suits you. And that makes a big difference. Unfortunately, fishing tackle or fishing rod generally is something you wouldn't want to buy online. Because the last thing you want is you buy it, what you see there and what you feel in your hand, it's two different things. And then you don't like what comes to you. So ideally, you know, even in this day and age where we're all pressed for time, and time is always, you got to just make time and take time out and visit one of our stores or visit a local tackle store just to feel what a good rod or feel what you want, and then take it on from there.
Lukman, in terms of fishing now, we have discussed a little bit about the bass and things like that, but what's happening across the border in terms of Mulana Sajar and them were, a couple of weeks ago, they went, they went for some tiger fishing, if I'm not mistaken. Have you people heard anything from your clients, you know, going across the border, and then from there, if you can move on to the coastal area as well?
Tiger fishing is good this time of year, you know, from the tiger season basically starts in around May, June, right up into October, November. But it varies from sections of the Zambezi where fish bite more aggressively than other sections. So now we're into that October, which is generally lower Zambezi. And we've had clients that went to the lower Zambezi and really done well. You know, they caught some nice and lots of big fish around the 9-pound or 10-pound mark. which is common in what we call a lower Zambezi, which is basically the area between the wall of Kariba and the beginning of Cahora-Bassa in Mozambique. So that area is referred to as the lower Zambezi. And at this time of the year, it fishes very well. Then we got your bass in Botswana, you know, that also has started and it's picking up very nicely. Guys have reported some really good catches recently. So Letsiboko at Botswana is another dam that's fishing well. And then as far as coastal fishing, you know, it's where last week we had terrible weather, you know, the huge 5 meter plus swells, and weather was just not right. Guys couldn't even go out and fish. So the coastal, we had no good reports as well. Very good fishing for people that want to go tiger fishing and not even cross the border is Jozini. Again, due to the fact that the level has dropped drastically, the fish are more concentrated, and we got guys which are getting 30 and 40 fish for the day. But look, not big. I mean, the thing with Jozini, you may hit the odd 4 or 5 kilo fish, but generally your average size is between 1.5 and 2 kilo, which is still a very exciting size tiger fish to catch because they're very acrobatic. They fight really well. So if you don't want to cross the border and you want to still catch decent, you might as well go to Jozini because it's on fire at the moment. The guys are really catching lots of fish. Then as far as your normal bass, like we said last time we spoke, every body or every piece of water, every river, every dam at the moment is fishing well. So wherever you go, you can literally pick a pond in your backyard or a pond in your surroundings or in your a dam nearby, a river nearby. Bass will bite this time of the year. So for all of you that want to try bass fishing, just take your rod and head out to the nearest piece of water and you should catch. Carp is a bit slow, you know, they're spawning. Whoever we spoke to are seeing they spawn all over the place. I mean, they're spawning, so it's very difficult to catch them. Yellowfish in the Vaal River, the guys are catching very nice fish, between 5 and 10 for the day, whether you're fishing on fly or general spinning tackle. But it is a species to target this time of the year before the rains come, because they spawn after first good rain. So they're basically waiting for those first good rains to come before they go into spawn. Then during that waiting period, they feed quite a bit.
Right.
So you can, if you want to catch some decent yellowfish, this is the weekend, I would say next weekend or two, that you still got a window period to catch them, you know, until the first, inshallah, the first rains come.
Inshallah. Luqman, your quote for the day?
Go fishing.
Go fishing. I thought you were going to say go to solid English quarter.
No, that's obvious. I mean, before, where else are you going to go to get nice tackle before you go fishing?
Just before you go off, how many branches at the moment currently operating?
Alhamdulillah, we got 5 stores at the moment. Mm. That, you know, we've added, like we recently spoke about, restocking and beefing up the Pretoria store. But ourselves here at Overton is the biggest shop in the group. You know, Alhamdulillah, fortunately, because of our retail space and the floor space that we have, the selection is a lot bigger than the other stores. Then we got the Vereniging branch on 4 Trekker Street. Then that last year, just a year and a bit, we opened the Rustenburg store.
How is that one doing?
Shukar Alhamdulillah, Rustenburg is doing okay. And so, you know, all the clients from the Northwest are quite happy with the selection, the service, and the prices. Obviously, we're running some nice deals. There's going to be some good space at Rustenburg in the coming week as well. And then the Pretoria store, like I say. And then we got Four Ways is also Alhamdulillah, a store that's very good selection and also got a nice big fly fishing department that caters for the serious fly fishermen, and also like the rest of the stores, you know, a good selection across the board, whether it's deep sea trawling, whether it's surf spinning, the Bear side, the Tiger Fishing side, and even the Cup side. So all the stores, alhamdulillah, carry a nice selection across the board. So we, like we said earlier, whichever type of fishing you want to do, we can help you.
I was thinking what you're talking about in terms of selection. So if I go to a store that's near me, particular area, and they don't really have what I want, there is a network within the store's network, the group here, where they'll be able to locate what I'm looking for and probably get it for me or advise me to go to the store where they've got it. Is that how it works as well?
100% is the way it works. And alhamdulillah, we're servicing the clients quite well in that way. So even if we don't have anything within a day or two, we can sort you out quickly.
And what about people in outlying areas that want to purchase? You guys have a system of sending stock to maybe the farm areas if they buy within a certain amount, obviously to cover the cost or whatever it is of the transport?
Gina, we've got a nice delivery system going. We've got a reputable courier company that we work with. So whatever outlying areas, you know, we've sent things up to Namibia, we've sent to Angola, we've sent to Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Mozambique, even outlying...
Even the area as well.
Everywhere. I mean, we've done Upington, yeah, there's so many. I actually did a delivery not so long ago to a client in the Pilansburg Nature Reserve, and we managed to pull that one off. He needed some goods urgently.
Sure.
And within a day or two... it was delivered to his camp in the Pilansburg Nature Reserve.
You mean so he was busy camping out at that moment?
No, he works there, but then he was planning a fishing trip and he needed some stuff urgently. And alhamdulillah, like I say, he just phoned through, he placed his order, he did a EFT, the money was into paid, and then we sent the goods off and he got it. Within 2 days, he had it. The same with outlying areas. And that we've been doing for many, many years. You know, in old days it was the post office system. But with the strikes and that, it's not that reputable anymore.
Yeah.
So we've got a very good courier company that we work with. And they're extremely reliable. You know, Cape Town, Durban, wherever you want to be.
So you're not just basically operating within that area. Of your, obviously, if clients listening to the program... want to purchase goods, they can obviously give you all a call and you can make arrangement for delivery. That's what you're saying?
Gee, 100%. That's how it's been always working.
Inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give you people lots of barakah and take you from strength to strength. Obviously, the fishermen appreciate what it is that you're doing. I've been to your store many times and we've also benefited a lot from the Solis Anglers Group in terms of getting sponsorship for the children's programs that we do, and we hope inshallah that you guys do well. Go and make some sales today. I don't want to keep you too long, and we'll chat again next weekend inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, it was brother Luqman Mia from Solis Anglers Corner, and he just mentioned as well that they don't just service the area that they're working in. It's obviously they do have a very effective courier system as well. So if you're in an outlying area and you want to buy some fishing tackle or get some advice, etc., you can give them a call and they will be more than willing to help you. We're going to open the lines now. It's according to my watch, it's 8:42, and Salim hasn't indicated to me if we are going for an air break or not. I'll just wait for him on that one. But we're going to open the lines now. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. Since seeing I'm all alone, I don't want to be talking to the air. So it would be good to have a bit of a conversation with anybody out there who wants to call in, inshallah. Tell us a little bit about your last fishing trip, where have you been, what sort of fish have you been catching. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. In terms of fishing... Luqman just mentioned, it's good. It's happening really well, alhamdulillah, in various areas. The only sad thing is, the problem is that we've had issues with regards to the water levels And the problem that I'm that we are having is there's not enough rain, and we are requesting people, inshallah, to make lots and lots of dua. I'm going to try now also and get hold of one of my good friends. His name is Ariel Saleji, and he recently has been on two particular fishing trips that I wanted to talk to him about. The one was on the coast, and the other one was at Willow Express, I think last week or the week before that, and he caught a lovely carp using a small little 8-foot rod. As soon as we get a hold of him, inshallah, we'll talk a little bit about that to him. But like I said, the line is open. It's 011-854-1548. Give us a call, inshallah. Tell us a little bit about your trip that you've been on recently. And we will showcase what it is. Unfortunately, it's not for any prizes, just a conversation. You know, sometimes you might have been to a place that you really enjoyed, and you want to share that with us. We would appreciate that. I've been to, like I said last week, to a place called Pinar Dam. And Pinar Dam is in Middelburg, and it was extremely dry. The water level was really low, but my youngster managed to catch one fish, which was a bass. Like Lukman said, lots of the smaller dams are also doing very well. A few weeks ago, we went to Carltonville Boskop, and we did some bass fishing there as well. So basically, all over, there is definitely a huge move in terms of fishing. We're just going to wait now for Salim to get hold of brother Adil Salaji. It's always the Adils, if you notice. The Adils seem to be very good in fishing and very involved in fishing. So we'll hear a little bit about that. Last time we spoke to Mulana Sajjad, they were busy fishing at the Werb Dam. Also, he was busy with Mohammed Patel. And they also gave a good report after that. That weekend, we were gone to Mulana Chibu's farm. And Mulana Chibu farm is in New Machawi. I was there with my family, and my youngster caught a huge barbel, and my father-in-law caught a big carp. Now, the area that the farm is in, New Machawi area, is on the Vaal River, and the resort that we stayed in, which is owned by the Chibus, was recently purchased. It's a very, very good venue for the family, and I did mention, inshallah, if you're looking for a good venue to go with the family, that is the whole family, you can give me a call on 061-459-2272 or send me a WhatsApp message and I'll forward you the number of the Mulana. It seems that Salim's indicating to me that we've got Brother Adil Salaji on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Brother Adil Mangli?
I thought you were going to call me sir.
I was going to call you Survivor, but I'll call you Brother Adil Mangli for now.
All right, very good. For those of you that don't know, Adil Salaji is one of my survival satis, if you want to call it. We all always get together on a regular basis to do, you know, survival training. It's very similar to what I do with the kids on survival camp. Adil, two fishing trips that you've been on recently, and you did quite well, alhamdulillah. Let's start off with the first one on the coast. Where did you guys go?
Alhamdulillah, we went to Fort St. John's.
Right.
But actually, we started in the south coast of Fort St. John's. We fished there for a day, and you know, it was very quiet there. Then we, it was myself and my father and my little brother. We drove all the way up the coast to Fort St. John's. The fishing was a bit quiet, but the week before we went, you know, that's always the case. The guys, you know, they emptied out the ocean. Seeing pictures and stuff that, alhamdulillah, the guys really, really emptied out the ocean. And when we went, it was quiet.
Is it?
But, you know, the fishing spots and the sceneries and, you know, alhamdulillah, it was awesome.
Now, this particular area that you're talking about, this Rocky Bay, South Coast area, this is, Adil, are you still there with
me? Gee, you're going a bit quiet, soft, Adil.
Alright, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I say that particular area, good fishing, the south coast, under normal circumstances. What is the weather like?
Gee, alhamdulillah, Rocky Bay, I grew up fishing in Rocky Bay. In my younger days, I used to catch a lot of fish at the area called Rocky Bay.
Mm.
It's a very, very nice spot. You have boats launching out from there, and you can fish off the pier. And you're fishing in a channel. And, you know, you catch all sorts of fish there. You catch brim, you catch black tail, shad. Hello?
Yeah, we're hearing you catch brim, shad, black tail.
You catch black tails, you catch grunter, you catch all sorts of fish in this area.
Yeah. And then you people moved on from Rocky Bay to Port St. John.
It's actually from Rocky Bay to Port St. John's is about 400 kilometers.
Oh, so that's quite a distance.
It took us about 7 hours to get there because they're busy with the roads. So there's a lot of stop and goes and speed bumps on the roads and stuff. So you're only driving between 60 and 80 kilometers per hour. It takes you forever to get there.
Mm. And then, so what's Port St. John's like at the moment?
Currently, a buddy of mine went there, I think it was last weekend. He only caught about, 4 grunters that he caught.
Right. And when you people were there?
When we went, we were fishing at the river mouth, and then my brother said he has been there before, so he took myself and him. We went to another spot. It was quite a bit of a walk, and we left my father alone at the river mouth, and he was fishing with very, very, very light tackle, and the things were a bit quiet. So we said, okay, let's go try another spot. So we took myself and my brother, we took our heavy tackle and our bait and stuff, and we took a walk. It took us about 20 minutes to get to that spot. We just got to that spot, we baited up, and our first throw in, my father calls, he says, please come back, he can't handle this fish that he caught on the line. So I had to rush back, and alhamdulillah, he caught about, it was a 7 kilo grunter with a fly rod and very, very light tackle. At the river mouth, can't really bring the fish up because you're
right.
Fishing like off a cliff. So, if you're old and stuff, you can't really go down because it is a bit difficult and dangerous. So,
a good thing
you need a gaff and somebody to go down to, you know. So, when I got back, alhamdulillah, there was a guy that was walking past who asked, my father asked him to assist him to, you know, to bring the fish out. So, that walking guy, the guy that was walking past, he went down with a gaff and he brought the fish up for us.
So, it was definitely a well worth it, a good fish landing there.
It was, my father, when he was finished with that fish, it took him about 15 to 20 minutes to land that fish because, he didn't want to really force it out.
He
either lost it or bust his trace and stuff.
Did you guys do any deep sea fishing while you were there?
No, we didn't. At Port St. John's, they're very, very, very expensive with their charters. They charge about 950 rand per person.
As compared to?
Which I think is...
As compared to?
Compared to, if you launch at Rocky Bay or Shelly Beach and stuff, there you pay like between 350 and 650. That's the entire day. Whatever you catch is yours. But I think it was about 6 to 8 months back. I went out with somebody from Rocky Bay, and he charged me about 450 rand, and I caught quite a bit of fish that I came home with.
Hmm. Well, that sounds excellent. Now, we've got about 2 minutes left, Adil. You sent me a video the other day with you were using an 8-foot rod and you caught something that looked like a must have been about a 3 or 4 kilogram carp. Where did you get that?
That I caught at Willow Express. I was using your rod that's left at Willow Express, that small two-piece rod.
Yeah.
And I went to the tackle shop, I can't remember the name of the shop in the Naysville, and he told me just try plain white floaties with millibar.
Right.
So I said, okay, I mean, there's nothing wrong in trying. So prior to that, I was catching like really small carp.
Yeah.
And after I put in a white floaty on a small rod, and not even 5 minutes, I saw my police just going and the drag running. So I ran to go and get the rod, and I always, you know, when there's kids around, I always get them to, you know, bring the fish in and stuff, you know, it gets them excited.
Yeah, yeah.
So when she was bringing this little girl, was bringing this fish in, I said, no, this is not a little fish.
This is
a huge fish. And I got my wife to take a video, alhamdulillah, and it's posted on the Willow Express website on Facebook. And alhamdulillah, it was a very, very nice fight. It took me about 10 minutes to take it out. Mm-hmm. But what I've done was, before I actually started fishing, I took half a bag of mini bomb.
Right.
And I made balls and I threw it in, you know, to try and bring the fish closer.
Yes, to create a feeding spot.
And alhamdulillah, it worked for me on Saturday, 2 weeks back on Sunday. Mm. So, and the water levels was not too low also. There was, I only lost one trace at Willow Express, alhamdulillah, for the first time.
Yeah. Well, normally, how many traces would you lose?
Normally, at Willow Express, I would lose between 3 to 4 traces.
Yeah. But fishing basically was good all round.
There was other guys also fishing at Willow Express.
Mm.
They caught between, I think, 7 to 10 fish between on Saturday and Sunday. And
yeah,
all were nice-sized carp that they caught.
You're making me lust now to go to Willow Express. I haven't been there for such a long time.
Willow Express is amazing.
I mean... Jazakallah so much for that, sharing that exciting adventure at Fort St. John. I hope you guys enjoy the Grand Central Canary. Don't forget to share my share. Okay, we've got, that was Adil Saleji. Finished off with him, inshallah. Brother Salim indicating we've now reached the end of the program. I'd like to say jazakallah to all the listeners who were listening to the program. Remember, next week, inshallah, you can still give us a call next week. Tell us about the fishing spots that you've been to, about your fishing adventures that you've had. Hopefully, Mullah Sajjad will be around and he'll probably tell us about his story or wherever he is. But actually, next week I won't be around, so he'll probably do the program and I'll catch up with you people the following weekend, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From Adil Mangdi to all our wonderful listeners.